ukuphelela September ngoba September and then dobula noma ngone fans booking and then yeah
treated okay ngikaqala
okay yeah we're ready
that's isizwe ngikabuka
kasizwe yes yes yes
mina ngo ngimunovula Colina September ngihlala enomorweni ka 9885 eJinjana Street zone 7B Sibuke.
Okay, first Paulina, thank you very much for agreeing to talk with us and sharing your time with us. We're going to start by just asking some very general questions about your life in the past. So when Paulina, where were you born?
Okay, re lebola go ba teng mona hona.
All right.
Re thabetse le go amela ha fela ya go hlobo sa dipotso tse tse a ka re tsang pele. Re tla kopa botsa go nna o hlaetse kae ka selemoswe.
Ke hlaetse mane e Batoni ka 43.
She was born in Everton in
1943. Okay. And when we understand your, and we will talk about that, your husband passing. When did you get married and do you have children? And children? How many children?
Three
children.
Yes.
Are they all grown now? Are they all gone?
Hausana ba kena sekolo mare yona mogolo utswile o sa le motseng wa hae le yane wa sebetsa utswile and then sekusetse le yona a le one le yena mara ha yona jwale ke o fumane peace job nyana.
Okay, two of the three two have gone out to their home places. Now she's left with one.
Okay, Paulina, you were born in 1943 in Everton here. Tell us a little bit about what it was like growing up in this area, in Everton, in Sibukeng, Everton area.
According to her, there was no problems. She just grew up nicely with her parents.
What are some of your memories of your childhood? What do you remember most?
What
does she remember most about her childhood?
Nkare rona ha re ya hula ska bana bana ba mona bona ba jwale tjena re huletswa tseba ne re le domo wa tseba re rata dipapadi re bapala di haholo dipapadi ko re squash skipping dinguni ntho tsena tse ngata wa bona ne re rata papadi haholo boholeng hwa rona and then wa tseba ne re le batswadi ha ba o bitsa o ne utlwa fela o sa tsebe mare ne re trya gore mosebetsi wa rone re o etse ka nako go ya bona.
She grew up in Everton where the life was far different from now, where she remembers always playing with her friends with no hassles between them, and then respect was number one to the parents as compared to the children of today.
Okay, and did you go to both primary and secondary school here?
Ola kena sekolo high school le primary Moka pa Everton.
Eneli mani Everton.
Yes.
Ke qalile ngiqalela phela eTsokodibane lapho siya safunda khona.
Okay.
And then ukusuka lapho ke saya e primary Phumulong Community School. Saphelela lapho kazange abazali ngenxa yokuswela bathi hayi angeke basiqhubeke sukuya phambili.
Okay. She only managed to go from lower primary to higher primary, and then because of financial problems, parents couldn't afford to take her up with education.
Okay, so when you were forced to leave school because of the financial difficulties, what did you do at that point?
Ngomva kwaloko abazali nabathi thina sahambe siyosebenza nasihamba sifuna umsebenzi le makitchen sasebenza khona.
At that time, parents told them to go for domestic work, look for domestic work, and then they did just that.
And how old were you then?
Yazi angisakhumbuli kahle. Yazi ngangisese domonyana. Yazi nalapho emsebenzini bengisafundiswa noma ngisebenza ukuthi angenze so.
Okay.
Ngafundela khona emsebenzini.
She can't recall because even that time she was still the kid. No light, full light, as she was still young. So even the domestic workers, employers,
mm-hmm.
also help them to know how to make this domestic work.
And tell us how was it like doing domestic, being a domestic worker then at that point?
Only one here. We'll see them switch to know how teaching can go.
Lesikhathi nangiqala bokunzimanyana kodwa ke ithena ngiloko ngiya isikhathi ngiloko ngisebenza hayi kuye kwaba right ngathola ukuthi ngiyakhona ukuzibambela noma umsebenzi bounzima kodwa ngakhumbula ukuthi nasekhaya la ngivela khona ngangisebenza kanzima ubaba wethu wayethanda sisebenze wayengafuni sigcwale izitrada.
Okay, it was a little bit difficult, but as time went on, she acclimatized to the situation because her father used to make them work. He wouldn't let them roam around the streets.
Okay, and were you at all mistreated by the people that were your employers at that time?
But when I was a village, I was born about so long. Never saw so long from Kanakwana Hatel, never saw Angelska Motuka.
Yeah, Bona Babe Babang Petaganzi, Maria Bon Babang and Patanga or Righty, Yazi, Baby Bing Sevenza is straff. And then got to eat Naba Bona is under Zam Ubuti, Yawas Goose Bambi. Noma bathi ngenze lokhu lapha ngangikwenza ngale ndlela ngoba ngangibuya ekhayeni lalungifundise umsebenzi ngawenza complete.
The employers did maltreat her, but she sustained the work because she was used to working hard, and then but later on they realized that she's a hard worker, and then they just sort of tracked back.
Just one second. I'm trying to come sit here.
Okay.
It's just because when she looks at you,
oh,
you're
okay,
like,
okay. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm going to show you
now.
Okay. And how long were you a domestic worker? Do you remember how many years?
Nangaphosisi ngisathi ngale maybe kwento nganje kwe 10 years nangaphosisi
if She remembers well, oh, more than 10 years.
And then what caused you to move on, stop being a domestic worker?
Okay, the employers moved from there to Cape Town. That
Cape
was
Town.
The reason. Yeah.
Okay. So once they moved and you stopped working there, what did you do?
And
then
she couldn't have a job and then she became a housewife.
So that's when you got married then?
Husbands? Yeah,
she got married whilst still working as a domestic worker.
While working. Do you remember how old you were when you were married? Okay. And so you became, did you stay in Everton or did you move when you married?
She was already 12.
Okay, and at the time, your husband, what was he doing? Was he working?
Okay, he was still working.
What was he doing?
He was doing the blocks for Samanko's ovens.
So he was already working for Samanko when you married him?
At first he was
working at Iskor.
Yeah.
Okay. And during I know it's hard to sometimes remember, but it would help us for the timeline. Do you remember what when he started working for Samanko? Was it in the 70s or in the 80s or when was that?
He
started working in 86. Mm. And by that time, did you already have some children?
Yes.
How many children? I know you said you have three, but...
All three?
Yes.
Already. Okay. And how was life then for you as a housewife and the mother of three children? How was it for you?
There were some problems, but although there was some hardships in the family, but they managed to survive.
What kind of hardships?
And Tata would not know about them. Okay, because of little salaries that the husband got, there were some hardships to take children to school like other children.
And at the time, was there anything that you wanted to do? Something that you felt, if I could do this, it would make me happy?
Izinto ezinye uzenza ngayo imali uyabona ngangizama ngatraya ukuthengisa so ngangenza ama-ice ngithengisa ne-ice cream leso sikhathi kodwa ithe phakathi ke ngendaba yezinto zokukhuphuka akungayiyeka.
Okay, there was a need to help out, but there was a problem because she needed money to sort of start her own little business to help up and boost the income of her husband. But she did try ice creams and this, you know, sweet ices, but because of rising of prices, she failed to continue.
And not just in relation to like earning a living or in terms of making money, but just in more generally, is there something that she wanted to do? Maybe she wanted to learn how to sew or something like
that? Oh, no.
Was there any time during the 19? You said your husband started working at Samanco in 86. You already had your three children in the 1980s. What do you remember about the uprising here in the Val in 1984 and that period of time? Was that a worrying time for you as a mother?
Indaba yabantwana ngoba sasingalali sasihamba sigijima sifunana nabantwana bese sikhathi baye ezikolweni besingaphumule emoyeni nabaqala lo mruso kufanele sigijime sibheka abantwana ukuthi na ba save noma njani.
Okay, the worrying factor was that during the uprisings when there was chaos all over the she would run around looking for kids because everybody would sometimes these things start when they are at school. So every parent will be running around looking for the child to come back home safe.
And did anything ever happen to your children?
No. Okay.
So Paulina, when 1990 came, when the political changes started happening and Mandela was released and things, how did that make you feel at that point when things started moving in the country?
Mina yazi angeke ngisho ukuthi into nje ngathi besingazi ukuthi kuzakwenzakalani uyabona besicakiwe nje ukuthi ngomva kwaloko nje ubaphumile besingazi ukuthi into ezakwenzakala yini ngomva kwaloko uyabona.
So she was not really sure what's going to happen after 1990.
Were you afraid of what was going to happen?
No.
Or were you looking forward to it?
No.
ngaleso sikhathi ebe yenzakala ngoba ithingithi noma bowusebenza uyaze abelungu babekhuluma nje ukuthi lo muntu lo Mandela lo ene enimbekile nithi mhlawumbe uzakwenza ukuthize angeka kubone sizomdubula simbulale afe yabona manje ke kwakuyinkinga uyazingazi ukuthi uqhubekana.
Okay, at the workplaces there was no safety because there were threats all over that when the employer talks to the workers they would always threaten people with if I fire you, Mandela will give you a job.
So you were afraid for the security of your husband's job.
Something like that.
Okay, and then when 1994 happened, when April the elections, everything. Did you feel? Yeah, what did you feel at the time of elections? Did you, I am assuming you voted, or how did you feel?
Ngiya nabo ngibona ukuthi mhlawumbe lento kuzoba alright sizophila kahle uyabona.
Okay, that is when the fear was wiped away because now it was time to vote for the first time and looking at the people queuing for votes, she thought things were going to change for the better.
And what specifically did you think was going to change?
Okay, uma bengivota ukuqala bengicabanga ukuthi impilo izoba kahle uyabona ihambe ngendlela efanelekile.
Yeah, she thought everything in life would change for the better as well.
Okay, but can Paulina, can you tell us maybe specifically what kinds of things that you wanted to change?
Bengicabanga ukuthi abobaba bazawusebenza kahle abanocotshwa emsebenzini and then okwesibili bengicabanga ukuthi abantwana bethu ukuthi abantwana bethu bazawuthola umsebenzi and then nathi siphinde sithole imisebenzi.
Okay. She thought the husbands at the employment areas would have a better treatment and then the children will also get work as well as their mothers.
So by the time 1994 came around, were your children now quite grown up, or where were they? How old were they at that point?
Kana kwa 1994, banana sabala di lemanse kaibu bunyan.
Abantwana ba kade base bancane kodwa ke uma kade base bancane abantwana and then ba ngisakhumbuli kahle ukuba asahamba isikolo lona laba bancane na ngisakhumbuli kahle ukuthi lona lo mdala kade saloku afuna umsebenzi lapho sengasakhumbuli kahle yabona.
Okay, Well, she can remember if the eldest was still looking for a job or she was already working, but these others were young.
The others were still young.
Yeah.
Okay. So once the elections happened and things, Mandela became president and everything else, for the next few years, for the rest of the 90s, how were things in your life and your family's life during that, the 90s, after 94?
Kamora 94 se re thotse tokolo wena le ba lapa la ona la go phela go fetuile ka go le lo go phela go tsho
no ngomvo kwa loko no siyisa saphila kahle akuzange kube besiloko siphila nje noma ke kwesinskhati ni chaisana nezinto nyane ezithize kodwa ke besiphila.
Okay. Life did change a little bit, but not as expected.
What did change? What did change for you?
When I was born, I felt a little bit more.
I'm feeling young. You born ago.
Well, I saw a little bit more. I was born again, like a man. I was the most man thing. I was better than the most man thing. Well, I want a pet to it. It's in Camera 94.
Camera, Gargana, go see
me. 94 up.
Walks over 94 was that, was in jail.
In the 90s stuff.
Okay.
Let me maybe try to help. For example, was there any changes in the housing situation, in the situation of the school children, the children going to school, things like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Akukho into eyachinjeka isibhedlele ngoba noma besiya sigula ababuza thina ukuthi siphethwe yini and then ke sibachazele ke ukuthi siphethwe yini ithina uthi uphethwe into ethize bakutshele ukuthi i change of life ukukhula ayikho into engayiyenza lapho ke into ekhona nje seyikukhula.
Specifically, he's mentioning the hospital, that it hasn't changed anyway, because even after 94, when they got to the hospitals feeling sick, they would be told that that's aging stage, so that's not actually the sickness.
Okay. And as a mother with children, how did you think the... in the new South Africa, the schooling was, how was that like for, you know, and your children in school?
Tabenya eskolo unonana bana eskolo mhotla hotla fetwa kapa unonana hotla lonzole kamora dikhetho se
ukuthi uchintshe ukufana nani
ke baphele na dikolo ntsahle ke fetso ngoba batla tsela after 94 skolo.
Did she, for example?
Ezikoleni siye sacabanga ukuthi into zizawutshintsha uyabona mhlawumbe ke zingafani nakuqala uyabona siye sacabanga kanjalo.
Okay, she thought even the schooling systems would change, but didn't. I mean, I don't understand. Maybe. To be a little bit specific.
Yeah, what I'm saying is when her, like for example, you were talking about how it was difficult for you to finish, you only were able to finish school because of financial difficulties. Were you glad that your children were able to go to school? And what did you think of the quality of the education they were getting?
But love man to do them quality and effect Daniel Erona Bill.
Yebo, when Kamanaganja looked again, Jim Watina sing as I see Tolly in Fund, got a bandona bona, Bislanga Zangati Bangatola in Fundo.
Yes, she thought, seeing that they couldn't afford education, the children maybe they would get a quality education. That is what she thought.
And what was the reality? In other words, what did she saying she thought that, but what was actual situation?
Also, she was saying that in China, in the village of Fela,
Okay, let me ask a more specific question. When your children came home from school, what did they tell you about school? Then, you know, those kinds of... So, if you're saying you thought it was going to be better, but that implies that it wasn't better. So, what were your children telling you about the school?
Okay,
Manje bona ngathola ukuthi into zabo abazenzi ngesiZulu bazenza ngesilungu ngathola ukuthi into zabo zichintshile ngaleyo ndlela.
Okay, she found that the children of today, that education is far different from what they used, because they were forced to do everything in their mother tongue, and then compared to her children, she found that at least they are using this English language to do other subjects.
Okay. And Paulina, did you, in the 90s, now we're talking now in the 90s, after 94, did you notice, or what changes did you notice in the community that you were living? Were there any? If they are, what were those? Specifically, maybe in terms of the infrastructure in the community, the way people were act, the life of the community.
Yabona ezintweni zamanzi ithingithi entweni zemigwaqo zentonyana lezi ezinye akukho into etshintshekile kule nto kanje yethu ngoba indlela zona ziloko zinjalo azitshintshanga.
Okay. In the community in post 94, she says roads and water systems, nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed, okay. And when did you, sorry, but you we left you and you were still staying in another zone. When did you move into this house?
Oh,
so you were here. This is where you've been the whole time. Okay. The same house? Or did you... Is it the same house since you lived here?
1970,
you were not breaking up when... Yeah, and you were... And then you were in the house.
Okay. Before they came here, There was another house that was, you know, if you couldn't pay rent that time, they would close your doors and chase you away. So in this house, they came in 1970. But that after losing that...
Okay, and this is...
Was this a council house as well, or was it a bond house?
No, this were rented houses.
Rented house. So council?
Yeah.
And when did you take ownership of this house?
Ngalinganisa
nje ukuthi 1960 abe sicala siphume eEverton sicala kungena ngaphakathi kwalabo kulezi zindlu thina ke njengoba sesele into kanje ezone 12 kwathiwa lezi zindlu lezi uma niceda i 10 years eseyizindlu zina andisoze nibhatale.
Okay, there was a law that after renting these houses for 10 years and then it automatically becomes
yours. Okay. All right. Now we just shift forward. So in the 90s, yes, your husband was still working at Samancor. What did he tell you about the job working at Samancor and his job there? What did he share with you during those years?
Nakwana sebetsa ka Samancor ka nna go ntse o tsa di 90s. O na o bolella go maemo mo sebetsi Samancor a le.
Ya, yena o be etsho be ngichazela go sina sikhathe athi basebenza kanzima lapha emsebenzini yabona.
Okay.
Ya, basebenza kanzima.
He used to tell her that they are working because of working, but the conditions are not happy conditions.
Okay, but when when your husband came home from work, did you notice anything about maybe him getting sick or not feeling good or other things like that?
I never had one say it. No, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it.
Yebo, kunjalo. Befika kwesinye isikhathi athi ukhathele angamnandanga.
Okay, sometimes we'll come back from work looking very, very tired and I would say he's tired.
And when was the first time that you realized that your husband was getting ill and was getting poisoned?
Noma sengasoze ngazi kahle kodwa ngisathi sobo bo 99 ngangicala ukumbona ngoba ube nako ukuthi uzathi ukhathele uphethe izihloko ngangicala ukumbona ke kule kusuka kule minyaka ukuza njalo noma ke angalalanga phansi bokungumuntu wayengalali yena yabona noma ezwa into.
Okay, in 1999 he started to show up some changes in his life and he would go to work and come back claiming headaches and some tiredness, and then that is when she realized that now she's really becoming sick.
It's 2 minutes. We can go another question.
Okay. And how did that make you feel, Paulina, when your husband started getting sick?
Well, I was like, Okay. She would feel very sorry for him. Yeah, realizing that it's not like she used to know him.
And what?
Well, that's
okay, we just need to pause to change the tape. Okay, so Paulina, when you said that you felt very sorry for your husband, And what did you try to do anything to and you and your husband when he started getting sick? What did you try to do to address that situation?
Okay.
Ngizamile ubabane njengoba kade agula and then ngiyenga try ukuthi ubaba maka ngimukise e clinic and then ngomva kwaloko ngimbona ke athi uphethwe likhanda wathi inhloko yakhe ibuhlungu and then akhala nangena kudonganje wathi ikhanda namehlo lawo amehlo akhe ayisahlala akhala njalo izinyembezi
okay hayelo awaqeda mhlungu okinano ukaswelela bhele haphekayo
uphumelele phambili ya ngoba iyazi noma ningikhatha nje okay njengoba ke ubaba aqale ngekhanda kwaba yilamehlo lawo kodwa ke aloko ahamba angabonisi ukuthi ngumuntu ogulayo aloko athebukela abuya
she tried all the means to get this life back to normal by taking him to the clinics because sometimes he would cry with headaches and watering eyes and but still going like no he was strong but he could see he was sick still going to work.
And what did, when you took him to the clinic, what did they tell you that was wrong with him?
How Mr. Clinic in Balaba was just over it was Utata Veki.
Nangamukise kliniki abazange bangichazele ukuthi uphethwe yini uyabona abazange batho ukuthi uphethwe yini itheke ngomvwa kwaloko ngamthatha ngamukisa idoctor idoctor ke ngayibuza ukuthi kwenzakalani nango ngobaba idoctor wathi loba ubaba ugula impela hayi kudlala uyagula ngimbone uyagula wathi ubaba uyagula ene ngathi usolahlekelwa inqondo ngihlale ngimgadile inqondo yakhe ingathi iyalahleka ngoba ibiyithena nangiceda ukumfaka edoctor ithena aphuma akazange alinde wavele nje waphuma ngomnyawo idoctor yathi ngimgade inqondo yakhe iyalahleka and lo baba into ekhona izinso lezi uphethe izinso uyabona and ne nalapha esifubeni ngoba ubekhala ngesifuba lesi yakhala ngesifuba athi ngathi kuyachisa ngapha ngaphakathi esifubeni kube nzima lapha amahlombe lawo
okay.
Wayekhala ngamahlombe nalapha esifubeni ukusuka lapho ubaba ke ethi ngomva kokuba ngimbukise edoktheni sibuya lapho ke naye wahlala ngiyabona nedi 2 days after i 2 days ubaba wopha
Wow.
Wakhipha umongozile ngezimpumulo
okay.
Okay. After taking him to the clinic, the question you asked, they didn't explain what was wrong with the husband at the clinic. So she took it to the doctor, and the doctor revealed that he was very, very sick. And then after some time, she was already even aware that he was losing some memory, and the doctor even realized that as well. She said he even went out of the surgery and go away, and then that was because of loss of memory. And then he would complain about chest pains and shoulder pains, as well as headaches, and then I don't know what is kidneys.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. And then she took her to a doctor again, and after 2 days having gone to the doctor, he was bleeding from his nose.
Cool. Ngomva kokuba akhiphele umungu ozila, ithe ngomva kwaloko kwaloko uphuma lo mungu ozila, wawuphuma ebusuku nemini. Ngamthatha futhi ngathi before ngimthatha ngenga waphuma ubaba waya ngaphandle toilet. Yeah, okay. Nakafika etoilet, nakabuya ubaba wabuya satshaywe istroke umlomo lo wakhe so one side. Ngambuza ke mina ngathi ha uyazibona na ukuthi unjani nawe, wathi nginjani, ngathi bona umlomo wakho ukuthi unjani. Ngomva kwaloko ngamthatha ngamphindisela futhi eclinic, and then eclinic ya ngenzela incwadi yathi ngimokuse ehospital. Lapha e-hospital baye bamcheka, bamthatha i-x-ray, bamupha ke amapilisi, bamcheka bampha amapilisi. Ngomva kokuba bampha amapilisi sabuya basitshela ukuthi no, uzoba right, lo mlomo wakhe uzojika uzoba kahle. Nangempela I'm sure senze iviki, after iviki wabuya waba right umlomo. Ithe ngqobe ithe ngo 2000 hayi kwamnyathelela manje ubaba ubengasakhoni ukuhamba amadolo, besihamba naye maybe ukuyafika ekhoneni laphayana fanele aphumule, athi ukhathela amadolo lawa sayala yageqa, akhala nangekhalo leli athi lapha ukhathele kule ndawo lezi. Ubaba bethi noma kwesinye isikhathi ubengasakhoni ukuhlala ukuthi ithingithi noma ahlale ebhavini athi ubengakhoni ukwenza njena, ubefuna nje ahlale anabile. Wa ngkube? Okay. Ubaba kuyile kwaya njalo ke nobaba. Ubaba ke si uhleli ke ayi ngabona manje sokuya kakhulu, soyagula, soyahluleka, akasakhona ukuhamba. seyinto manje elalayo mlibe how yithi nangimbuza ukuthi kwenzakalani athi umzimba lo wakhe ubuhlungu uyala uyaqaqamba athi kakhulu izinso lezi ziyala ubaba kwaphikelela kwaphinda futhi umongozila loyana hayi manje ke waba ngamandla ibethe busuku nangilele bengilala ne 5 liter ye into nganje ye slop emer usho ke
hayi mina ngiyaphala
no wena mina ngiqhubeke nje ngingakudisturb okay le emere le bengihlala ngayo ngoba lo mongozila kube uphuma nje ithe ukusuka lapho lo mongozila lona wajika manje ubaba sangasa sokumuntu ombhede sahlala embhedeni njalo ebusuku lo mongozila ubuzibumba ngazi bozenza amahlwili uphuma ke ubaba naka athi kimi ngimophe islop emer ithina ngimophe islop emer ithina afinya kule mpumulo lena kuthi nje khiqi ihlwile ngesikhatshanyana athi ngilethe futhi kuthi khiqi ihlwile behlala nje akhipha lawo mahlwili ngezimpumulo ithe ekugcineni lamahlwili wakhipha ngomlomo wakhipha ngomlomo ngoba ngikhumbula ngelinye ilanga kimi athi kunento ngapha emlonyeni ngambuza ngathi yini na wathi ngizama ukuyikhipha lento hayi ngathatha i-tissue ngathanda isandla sami ithena ngifaka isandla ngasemlonyeni ithena ngidonsa lento lena kwadonsa nje ihlwili lathi nje phaqa phansi elizibumbile isigaqa esingaka ngomva kwalelo hlwili lawo mahlwili aphumayo kuye ngahlala ke naye kusuka lapho ngabona sahayelelwa yilizwi ilizwi lakhe kwangathi manje liyatsha uyazi so utshaya ilizwi leli akasakhulumi sokhulumela phansi ilizwi leli litshile leli ngomva kwaloko ubaba manje ngaphinda futhi sibona lamahlwili ukuthi hayi manje aphuma ngenye indlela samthatha sammukisa kwenye idoctor lapha eFrinagheni nasifika lapha kule doctor le doctor yathi hayi uyagula lo baba wamupha futhi amapilisi ithena sibuya naye ubaba waphinda ke wakhipha manje igazi elimnyama salikhipha nje salihlanza leligazi leli salihlanza leligazi leli elimnyama every day ngangikhipha ihalf ye 5 liter ngiyiqhitha ekuseni ilawo mahlwili manje kade sakamnyama sahlambulukile sokuligazi elimnyama
keeping you busy
She said she started to bleed day and night, and after that one day went to the loo. After that I came back with a hit by stroke on his mouth, and then apparently was even not aware that he's been hit by stroke on his mouth. and she asked, do you see if your mouth is swollen? And then he was not aware, but after that, she took him back to the clinic, and the clinic gave her a letter to take him to the hospital. And there they checked him, and took an x-ray, and gave him some tablets. After that, they came back, but that mouth was fine after this tablets and x-ray. In 2000, he wouldn't walk, and he would walk, but short distance, and then he's tired again. And then he couldn't even bend his feet after that. He would have to be stretching all the time. And then the disease started being worse. He would be sleeping the whole time, still complaining about the kidneys. Now after that, the bleeding became profusely. However, she would take a 5-liter bucket just for him to at night for him to bleed in that bucket. Then obviously he was confined to the bed. And then the blood changed now to clots. She would have clots in the nose, and that after some time, that also went to be, the clots became worse, because they even came out of the mouth, and thereafter, there was now some levels of change in his voice. His voice would be too low, and also she was bleeding, the blood turned black. She would now bleed some blood, and still what was used would be the 5-liter for him to every time on his bed. Yeah, bleeding was most of the biggest problems for us.
Paulina, during this entire time when this was happening, when your husband was getting progressively more ill, you said you'd gone to the clinic. Was it possible or not possible to have taken him to a hospital?
Hans, we had to go to the clinic.
To stay in the hospital, in other words?
Yeah, we had to go to the hospital.
No, babe, figure bam treat njena, bam nige lezo ntonganje, but abuye ekhaya.
No, they would just check him for a few minutes and then let him go back home.
And you told the nurses or the doctor everything that was taken, like this is what you've told us, all of these things.
Ngaze ngathatha ngaze ngathela ilokuza le ephumayo into kanje la mahlwili aphumayo ngaya nawo lapha abazange bawabheke.
She did, and even took some samples of this blood, dried blood, but they would still turn him back.
And at this time your husband, I imagine he had to stop working, yes?
Kade sabaphumile emsebenzi 2000 kade sabaphumile sagula lapha ekhaya kodwa ke into lena imqale lena ibengabonisi kakhulu ithena iqinisa nathi nabaqala bahlale yaqinisa manje yamphatha kakhulu.
Okay, it was already retrenched, but the symptoms were visible whilst still working there.
And he was, when was he retrenched? In 2000, is that, or 2001
kade sasekhaya.
Yeah, he was already retrenched
with many of the other workers at the same time.
Le babam ba ma comrade ke ba.
Eh, naba.
Yes,
okay. Paulina, I know it must be difficult to talk about these things because of what was happening. How long after that before your husband died?
Ga tseba la o thata go ka tsentsa ntho tsena mafela ka mo ga mono. O lankana go ka ke o ga a hlokana.
O tshone go 2003.
Okay.
So for another 2 years he was alive, but he did.
Eh, aloka enza into kanje leyo abangconywana kodwa bose ngakho bungcono aloka azicinisa azifihla futhi bungumuntu ofihle izinto angafuni ukuthi simbone kakhulu ukuthi uyagula mara njengoba mina ngihlala naye bengimbona ukuthi uphatheke kakhulu uyabona uyazicinisa uyabona ukufikela 2003,
yeah, Nazar Chorin. Up to 2003, he was still sick with those bleedings, and but he would be fine and get sick again, and because he was strong man, and he would pretend as if he was not sick, although she could see him, he was sick.
And when he and he passed away in 2003. That's correct. All during that time, from 2001 when he was retrenched and before that he was sick, all through 2003, did Samankor or did any of the other the government or anything help you? Or was there any help that you received in taking care of your husband?
2001, Hansa Akule, e ka mohlomo ya mmuso ka pa me gahlo ke ka thoko e leng ya le thusa tabeng ya kula ntat
cha
no
and how did you survive during that time because he wasn't working anymore
o khonne ba mo phela ka na go eno bane ona sa sa khono sebetse
no bengiloko ngizama no nomfana kade sathola umsebenzi ke naye aloka azama toheza sinceda
okay one of the sons was already employed so there was some balance there
and did your husband get a also a retrenchment package from the Samankor
ola fumana chelten ya retrenchment at September
yebo uyitholile noma yeah, yena why thola leyo ayitholileyo.
Okay.
Ningazi ukuthi yayincane, thi ngithi nje kwakuyileyo ayitholile kuncanyana leyo.
He did get but it was not enough.
Mama ngasazi ukuthi ke.
And since your husband has passed in 2003, how have you been surviving for the last 3 or 4 years now by yourself?
Currently, mogalefu o ntso phila jwang ka ka bona o sna ntate ka tlo
a nya phila njengaleyo ndlela engiphila ngayo ngoba ke njengoba ngihola ipentshele ngiyazama ukuthi ngiphile ngayo lokho kuncanyana nginako.
Okay, she's surviving on like anybody else but under hardships. But at least she's got some a pension.
So you do receive a pension?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. From government?
Yes.
From government, yes.
And your do you also get assistance from your children?
Na le bana ba thusa.
Yebo yanginceda taba.
Yes.
Bangiconselela.
Do you stay here by yourself or is there anyone else here living with you?
Na umonga ntlunye ka poteng mo phelang le.
Ask this.
Ki umonga tlunga mo ka poteng motho mo go phelang le.
Ni nye tona no no mtana mo niki.
Oh. Just myself and one of the boys.
One of the boys. Yeah. And I noticed you have a backyard. Is someone living there in the backyard?
Okay, now that's just a room to pick away these tools and...
Oh, okay. Okay. So just coming to the end, Paulina. Right at the beginning, in when you said in 94, you said you were hoping that things would change and things would get better. Now, 13 years on now, 2007, when you look back at the last 13 years, what do you think about?
How Sheba Morao, 94,
Not just in her own, but the bigger, yeah, the changes in the bigger sense.
Community around you and yourself. Okay. Simplified myth.
Okay. Well, we don't. I just basically, very simply, you had said earlier that you were hoping that things would get better and things would change. We've heard about your experiences and your husband's passing, and I know that made things very difficult. But outside of that, outside of the family situation and her husband's situation, when you look now here, you look in your community, it's 2007, and you look back at the freedoms, do you think, I don't want to, Tiago, I'm trying to just ask a general question. What do you think has changed? What do you think has not changed? Maybe that's the best way to put it.
Okay.
Lesas Kati singakatholi inkululeko besiqindezelwe kakhulu besinga nalwazi lezinye izinto zazinyathelwe ngabamhlophe singanikwa zonke izinto and then kufana noma wawuzethwele ungumama sasingayazi le mali ukuthi ikhona imali lokhu uyayithola uma uhleli ekhaya manje ngithola ukuthi izichintshile ngoba khona manje uma uyoteta ulokhu uyahola ungasebenzi kufikela leso sikhathi sakubuyela emsebenzini manje ubunengi bezinto sasinganalwazi lazo zazinyathelelwe singaziboni khona manje kunezinto eziningi esizaziyo sitholile ukuthi noma usebenza ufanele uhole ini into ezinjalo noma ungasoze ngaziqeda zonke
okay before 94 they used to suffer knowledge of most many things like things that they know after 94, things like if a woman is working and then get impregnated, she's got a right to get a salary, and those things that they didn't know, but after 94 they now feel that things have changed, because most of the things were good things that were done for whites and not for blacks, and now they feel there is a little bit of change.
Okay. And one last thing. Is there anything, Paulina, that you want to say something that we haven't asked you in the questions, or you haven't told us that you want to say for yourself?
Something if there's anything open or arrived so on a right or robots address.
Yeah, I told you that, so yes. Ukuthi ngibuze ma womiyelana nalezi inkulumo lezi zonke
noma wini into sekhaya noma semphakathini kodwa imangekho akho lakuhluphi
kusho ukuthi ukubonisa ma ukubonisa ukuthi kukhona mhlawumbe okunye okuseni lemuva angazange akukhulumi uqaphelisa mhlawumbe kumphakathi or ukuqaphelisa mhlawumbe emndenini wakho ukuthi mhlawumbe kukhona okuthize angakubuzanga ukuthi wena umqaphelisi uqaphelise nje ukhuluma ukuthi hhayi yiloku naloku engibona ukuthi mhlawumbe kungaphumela kungaba noshintsho thize uyayibona
If there's nothing, we don't want to force you to say anything. Yeah.
No, but if there's...
But we just wanted to... Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
Okay.